Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Monday, July the 12th, 2021. Now, my father recently died. He was murdered. The autopsy is showing things that I never believed would be shown. It was a power play between my own sister and her niece. We used to call her the problem child, her uncles, my brothers, and I. Me. Well, they're going to get carted off to jail. I won't say anything more. They're getting sued. They're under investigation by the state for possible murder of my father. Now, I've gone through hell in the past 90 days. One of the reasons I haven't posted shows up and in the past week, I've got about 6 of them to post up. Been trying to do them again. But we're doing our Monday night roundtable, and the only ones available right now is Dave Trent. And with that said, I want to say something else. The state of Missouri and the governor here, he's a former sheriff, passed a law about 2 weeks ago, said the feds can't come in and steal people's guns from them. Like Biden said, he's going to send the military out and confiscate guns. They said if any law enforcement in the state is involved, they get fined $50,000 and they lose their job instantly. That was signed by the governor and the legislation in Missouri. It passed a couple days ago. Biden said, we're going to send the military in. We're going to send the health departments around the nation in to force vaccinations on everybody door to door. They passed emergency legislation. So did the state of Georgia, Missouri and Georgia, both. And said, the first person that comes in, or they said they cannot force vaccinations on anybody, and the feds aren't allowed to be at the doors of anybody or the health departments and force anybody into vaccinations. Now, state of Missouri says you can keep a gun. State of Missouri says you don't have to be vaccinated. And the state of Missouri is rated as the fourth most livable place now in the United States based on prices, based on other factors that was on the national news in the past couple days. With that said, I'm turning it over to Dave Trent because I said what I really want to say today because otherwise I'm kind of in a piss mode. But Dave's got some things to report. Go ahead, Dave. And give out your site, Dave.
All right, how you doing, ladies and gentlemen? This is Dave Trent from Net4 Truth USA, Inglorious Patriots. My main channel is on BitChute, bitchute.com/net4truthusa. And with that said, we've been hearing, everybody's been posting this, and I've noticed that there is a channel that uses like little animations, and they've got multiple channels, seems like. It must be the same person because their format is the same. And they're reposting conservative messages, audio only. And that's okay with me. You can take any one of my podcasts or any one of my videos and post it anywhere you want to. I ain't making any money on this. I haven't made money from their revenue in almost 6 years. Since 2016, since they demonetized everybody. And it's about goddamn time that the president who got deplatformed globally on all these social media platforms, an obvious conspiracy to violate the constitutional rights of a sitting president. You listening to this? To violate the constitutional rights of a sitting president.
Donald Trump.
Took him off of YouTube, took him off of Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. And then when he was rumored to go over to Parler, they took Parler down, which used Amazon servers. So, if they can do it to a sitting president, they can do it to anybody. And they've done it to me 26 times. 26 YouTube channels have been taken down, starting with Coffee with Dave, Net4 Truth USA, Whirlwind Revolt, and Inglorious Patriots 1 through 18.
Now, Dave, they knocked me off of Facebook. I'm still up there, but I can't even open my account. I can't even get in and close it. Now, same thing with Twitter. And then they dumped all my videos I had up on YouTube.
Yep.
Saying that they violated their terms of policy.
Okay, now, imagine this, if you will. Listen very carefully, everybody out there. Imagine this. You pick up your phone and you call your friend. And in the process of the discussion, you say something that an ex parte listener, you know what ex parte, that's legal terminology for somebody who's not a party to the conversation. An ex parte person who is listening to your conversation covertly does not like what you're saying. So because he doesn't like what you're saying, it doesn't follow his globalist, Nazi, communist agenda, he pushes a button and terminates your phone call. Now, you might think that that's an accident, you went through a dead zone as you're driving or some shit like that, and you call your friend back, and when you go to call him back, the number is disconnected, and vice versa when he tries to call you back, your number is disconnected. This is precisely and exactly what the mainstream platforms are doing, and they're using the resources, that taxpayers pay for, namely the internet. The internet is public property. It was paid for back in the late 1960s when it started off as the ARPANET. How did I know? Because I was a cryptographic system specialist in the U.S. Air Force, MOS 30650/F. And I was one of the nodes on the original ARPANET, Saigon, Vietnam. 1970 to 1971. And they had a 16-digit password that would power down all 32 servers that were on the ARPANET at that time. And this is what these people are doing. They are trying to make people who are on social media only exposed to their narrative, their continuous, ubiquitous bullshit stories that have not a modicum of truth to them at all.
Now, go ahead.
Yeah.
Astounding.
They sent the Secret Service to my house about 3 years ago.
They've been after me, trying to kill me and murder me, stalk me constantly. But I'm going to bring up something because you brought up the U.S. Air Force. My father was in Air Force Intelligence, operated out of Keesler Air Force Base, Biloxi, Mississippi. He ended up as an instructor in electronics there in the rest of his 4 years. His first year, he was in the Korean War. Him and 69 other men, total operation, contaminated 121,000 Chinamen coming across the border. There were 300,000 of them. There was a battalion of Marines, or a couple battalions, firing cannons and keeping them at bay. And they crossed that river. It's all clean. They could drink out of it, the whole bit. Well, the Marine Corps was getting, shelling the shit out of the place, and they were getting defeated. And here comes 150,000 Chinamen across the border through the river. Fully armed, grenades, guns. The other 150,000 had bayonets because they didn't have enough guns. The U.S. Air Force, my father was involved, contaminated the river without saying anymore, and it killed 121,000 Chinese on the river immediately. I asked him, I said, you ever ask God for forgiveness of what you did? He says, yes, he forgave me. Stu, I had to follow orders. I did it because of my country.
Yeah, I hear that.
There's He's a Korean War hero. Hero, as far as I'm concerned. Armistice date is as a result, and I confirm that he was there. My mother told me, after he met Super Spook Otis Johnson, he came to buy me dinner. And I said, well, meet me, if you're going to be over off at 4:35, meet me over at my parents' place. I'll meet you there. I was in Overland Park. So he met me there. He had the opportunity to meet my father, who worked for Bendix Corp, made toys for the government, in secret. He never told me what he made. As a child, he would say, "What do you make that? Saucers, cups, and spoons." What is this newsletter from Bendix saying this is declassified and this is declassified now? And it's open, stapled. The mailman used to read it. I said, "Don't lie to me." Years later, after I sat with him, turned him white, sat there and told him what he did out there and what he made, of which he was in charge of quality reassurance for the government or for the Bendix of all the toys. They sent him down to Los Alamos to train dough inspectors, Department of Energy inspectors, for 6 weeks to cut the staff down from 300 dough oversight at Bendix to 150, which Bendix had. And they built every toy for all the government, for every lab that you can imagine the toys. They would send it to them. They would redesign it and build it. I'm proud of what my father did.
Yep, and I'm proud of
him. And they murdered him.
Before the Second World War. Let me tell you something, Stu, and probably people out there are going to be shocked to hear this. The coup d'etat that took over the United States government happened on November 22nd, 1963, when they assassinated John F. Kennedy in a triangulation of crossfire of seven shooters.
I'm in agreement with you there.
John F. Kennedy knew what he was dealing with, but he was too busy chasing skirts, and he really didn't know the extent of the evil that he was dealing with.
The Bush crime syndicate was involved because Clint Murchison Sr. had the big party at his house, and all the killers showed up. And I know all about it because I talked to the housemaid. Go ahead.
People ask the question, why are they doing this? Because this is a cabal that is at least 4,000 years old. From the time when Abram walked out of Ur of the Chaldees at God's command until present day, these people have been sacrificing children to Molech. And you might think that's a conspiracy theory.
Well, no, they have been. Hey.
All of the 6 years that I've been doing this shit, Stu, all of the conspiracy theories, quote-unquote, that I've put on my channels have turned out to be true, including Benghazi, which Stony Stone and I exposed separately before we knew each other, that Ambassador Stevens was no hero. Ambassador Stevens was the go-between between the Obama administration and the Taliban. They were selling surface-to-air missiles to the Taliban. And when one of these camel jockeys took a helicopter out of the sky with one of these things that didn't go off because he didn't know how to work the thing, didn't know how to arm the missile before he fired it, hit the plane, but it didn't explode, and the plane came down. And when they went in to check the serial number of this missile sticking out of the side of this Chinook that they took down out of the sky, they found out that it went to a CIA asset in Libya. And then the massacre that happened at the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, that was a murder. It was a contracted murder by the Hildebeest to cover up the fact that the Obama administration was selling surface-to-air missiles to the Taliban. And then they blamed it on a YouTube video about Muhammad that nobody over in that part of the country, that part of the planet, even saw.
Hey.
So one bullshit story after the other, and the mainstream media is sucking up to them and proposing this stuff like it was fact. They mention it in passing, like it's accepted fact.
One of my listeners called me, babe. These people.
Can you the question, Stu? When did you stop beating your wife? It's that kind of mental.
I never beat her. I hit her once when she pulled a gun on me, nearly shot me. That took the gun away from her, took a doctor, and they got her into a shrink ward. And not shrink ward, but a shrink. She never went back to her, ran off the kid after she tries to kill her. My daughter. Long story, 40 years ago. Here's the thing, Dave. Recently, the FBI website, folks, has documents Shaun the Hillabees killed some guy named, I think, Seth Ward. They blocked out the killer's name. They released the documents for some friggin' reason. I believe it was Newsmax, as I recall. A listener called me to tell me about it. They found it was hot. I haven't checked it. I haven't had time with my father's death, funeral, and all the other. I tried my best to get up next couple of days. But those documents are up there. And Mueller, the special prosecutor that tried to prosecute Trump with the fake dossier from the Hillabees crowd and the John McCain crowd, excuse me, Mueller says, oh, if I was Hillabees, I would have done the same thing. And these are in FBI documents, excuse me, that were being read to me yesterday. And this witch is still walking the streets when the FBI just released documents and she was involved in someone's murder?
Well, I tell you what, Stu, that's not her that's walking around. Hillary Clinton died September 11th, 2016, where they threw her dead ass in the van. Whoever's walking around pretending to be Hillary ain't her. And I tell you what, if you want to pretend to be Hillary that bad, then play the part.
They cloned 10 million people, the government has. She can be one of the clones. Possible.
Yeah. Right. And if you want to play the part that bad, Stu, I say this. If you want to play the part that bad, go to Full Monty. Stand on the gallows and take a short drop on a sudden stop so that justice can be served, or at least the illusion of justice can be served.
Very good statement, Dave.
Right? People ask you a lot. People ask, why these people do this shit? Because they know that for generations and generations and generations, this thing has been passed down to their children, to their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They will never achieve the new world order, one world government that they're looking at. They will never achieve it. And they're trying it here, and it's not going to work. The weapons that they formed against us, we're using against them. And yeah, they can push a button and take us off the air, but we'll go somewhere else. They're playing whack-a-mole. The only thing is that we got moles, more moles than they got wax.
It's a matter of the American people standing up to them like you have for years and I have for 40 years. It's a matter of the people, and they're beginning to do it. I'm seeing it with these recalls in Arizona and these other states, and Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin, saying Trump won, and the other stuff, and the things the Missouri governor has done in legislation, pretending that you're not going to vaccinate anybody, you're not going to take your guns. This is the people standing up against this tyranny. This is more than tyranny. It's satanic to its max in nature.
Let me tell you something. The military will never go against the people of the United States.
80% of them will not. They'll turn against their bosses, and they'll execute their bosses and arrest them for telling them to go against the people. I served in the Marine Corps. If they told me to go against the people, I would have said, screw you.
Even the majority of the police departments, the sheriffs, the people of the sheriffs around here anyway.
I know.
That's not going to happen. We ain't doing it.
We saw it in Virginia when they surrounded the Capitol. We saw it when they surrounded the Capitol in Wisconsin to go arrest that witch governor they got up there. We saw it in Missouri, Kansas, several other states during lockdown. Said, no, we're not going to be locked down no more. And everybody was out there with automatic weapons and everything else saying, hey, screw you.
Well, when they went to Pennsylvania on that Second Amendment rally, they should have dragged that governor out of his office and hung him. That's what I was expecting to see. But
it
was a peaceful demonstration, unlike the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa people who go and burn shit down, and then CNN standing in front of a burning building saying it's mostly peaceful. I mean, where did he get these people?
Black Lives Matter and Antifa were created by the Democratic organization, in my opinion. And both organizations need to be eliminated, period. They are not helping black people. They put a bad reputation on the black community.
Well, I'll tell you what. All those senators, the Congressional Black Caucus during the second State of the Union address that Trump gave, when he said record unemployment numbers, low unemployment numbers for blacks, Hispanics, and minorities, they should have been throwing their hats in the air cheering, finally achieving the victory that they told the black people that they were seeking. But instead of doing that, they sat there, butthurt, in their white outfits, playing like Trump's the person that we gotta hate. No, these people have been playing the black people for a long, long time. They're in the plantation, Kunta Kinte, yells at boss, please don't hit me with the whip no more, and they're laughing their asses off because these people, the black people, the minorities, used to vote for them, but they're not doing it now. I have plenty of black people that I know that said there's no way that I would vote for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. All of the votes since Kennedy, we have not elected a president, with the exception of perhaps Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump since Kennedy, because they put their people in there. And when Ronald Reagan went against the grain, they tried to kill him too.
Bush did. Hinckley that shot him, attended Neil Bush's birthday party that night in Denver. The guy he shot Reagan, his father had lunch with Daddy Bush in the vice president's house during the time that Reagan was shot.
It's unbelievable. But now we caught him. Now we've got the methodology to expose them. And they think that by taking down our channels and deleting our videos that we're going to just be demoralized and we're going to go away. No, we're going to double down, motherfucker. We ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. And all the trolls out there are false flagging my videos. You know what? Stick it in your ass, buddy, because if it wasn't for people like me, you would get the government you deserve.
Hey, I have this attitude. I don't have any family. I don't have anything to lose anymore except myself. And my attitude is, you're getting cooked, fuck brains. Pardon my vulgarity, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in kind of a pissy mood today. Really pissy mood. And I got this attitude towards Gov that they're totally out of control and have to be shut down. I have heard, Dave, from so many people, their computers were crashed like you, Stony Stone, others. They're targeting everybody. They targeted me yesterday. My computer was half down yesterday. Screwing with my phone all day today. Everything else and everybody I'm talking to saying the same thing. They got the same kind of problems. Now, I give credit to reporters that are good. Whitney Webb, no relationship to me. Unlimited Hangout talks about the Israeli government, Mossad, and the U.S. CIA in their cyber war against us starting this month, running through August. They shut down the noisemakers on the internet. Go to her site, Unlimited Hangout, look at the cyber terrorist attacks that she's talking about. She wrote several excellent pieces on Brofman, which worked for my ex-in-law, Leonard Millman, Brofman. She did a masterpiece. And she's a friend of Cynthia McKinney, a former congressman. They're coming out with a book. And Cynthia is a friend of mine. You go to my radio bar, and Scott Bennett, her on there, talking about APEC. Hey, Jimmy, I had to sign the APEC agreement, the Israeli-American Pact. Agreement. Israel first over America. You don't get reelected, they told her. She didn't get reelected. Go ahead.
Well, you know, talking about people taking people off the air, there's one channel that I used to follow. The name of the channel was Truth Factory. She's a young woman from Canada. She hasn't posted a video in 11 months. I try to reach her through her comments, but she doesn't respond.
Is
so
she dead?
If anybody knows whoever runs Truth Factory, that little animated cat video in, you know, in the corner, she's got like a little animated cat. But her reports were, when she put out a video, it was absolutely bombshell. It was nuclear. Just check it out. It's, the channel's still up, but she hasn't posted a video for 11 months.
They probably murdered her. Somebody's got her side up.
I don't know. I mean, just look at some of the stuff that she posted, and you'll
get on her website again, two or three times. Mention her website. Get it out so everybody can go to it, Dave.
Yeah, on YouTube, it's called The Truth Factory, and you'll recognize it because she's got a little, her avatars have a little cat. She never shows her face, never says her name, but she's got a little cat in the corner of the lower right-hand corner of the video, and the cat talks, and it's kind of cute, but what's being said on that video is nowhere near cute. Trust me on this one. I mean, that she put out some videos that were bombshells. She put out Jeffrey Epstein. She put them all out on Front Street. No holds barred. I mean, you got to give her credit. I don't know if they...
I don't believe in giving credit where credit is due, Dave. Someone comes up with something, give them the credit. It's just like this report about the FBI, I believe it was on Newsmax, about Hillary Clinton and these FBI files they got on her that were released at the FBI site.
Right. And look at Nancy Morgan Hart. She died last month on the 20th. Nancy Morgan Hart. I mean, you know, unbelievable.
They're killing a lot of noisemakers, Dave. I know that. I've heard a couple deaths recently. I got to confirm.
They ain't going to kill me. I'm on. You come at me.
I'm not going anyplace. I don't have to go to a nursing home, be fouled around, all the shit anymore. No. Excuse me. I'm glued down. I'm going to continue every day with the powerful radio show, and I'm going to keep blasting. And the first one that comes to my door, guess what they get? Kaboom.
That's right. That's right. I mean, unless you send a cruise missile my way, you ain't got a chance.
No. Oh, by the way, I believe they tried to target me about a week and a half ago because there was a tornado that ran from north in Kansas City, Missouri. It ran from north to south. Tornadoes run from the southwest to the northeast, etc. Or they run from west to east in Missouri. This thing came down for 5 miles, running 5 miles from me, from north to south.
Yeah, and let me stick something in there, Stu. People say, well, they can't control the weather. Excuse me? Go on a search engine other than Google, okay? And Google Operation Popeye.
HARRP, isn't it? HARP?
Yeah.
High Aurora Frequency Project.
Atmospheric Radio Propagation or some shit. But Operation Popeye came in before HARP, and they were controlling the weather on the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam.
Oh, my God. Alien technology.
Stoney's calling. Hold on 1 second.
Bring him up. Bring him in on the show. I'll cut the recording for a moment. We're going to have Stone on with you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Stoney Stone on with us also. Stoney, go ahead, Dave. And then, Stoney, you give us your report for the week.
Well, we know that they can control the weather. That's no big secret. Anybody doesn't believe it, all I have to do is do a search engine on Operation Popeye, and it only got more advanced and more ubiquitous since then. But they'll send a tornado at you. They'll wipe out your whole town just to get to you. Just like they took down Flight 800 just to get the one person that was flying. Now, they don't care. They don't care how many people they kill. We are cattle to them. It's collateral damage when they kill 100 people just to get to you.
Hey, you're saying the truth. Now, Stoney, I've been kind of like just letting Dave give his report this evening. I want you to fill in what you want to fill in this evening. Tell the people what you know.
First off, I'm not sure who's out here and who said what, but is Chris out here by chance?
No, he isn't. He's very sick today. By the way, I heard your computer crashed out like Dave's did. They crashed your computers this week like they tried to do to mine in my telephone. But go ahead.
My hard drive is completely out on my main system, so I had to run and get a new one, hoping that it would fire back up one time so I could actually mirror the hard drive, but the hard drive is completely dead. It will not move.
Somebody sent him a contribution to buy a hard drive.
It's just horrible.
Somebody,
I've lost everything.
Stoney, give out your website. Somebody contact Stoney, send him a donation, and buy him a hard drive.
Oh, my Lord. I think it's at PayPal /StoneyStoneNews, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know what happened, but I've lost everything. I have my backup system, which is my new one, but it's...
Where's your website at, Stoney?
It's Stoney Stone, S-T-O-N-E-Y, S-T-O-N-E, StoneyStone.news.
There you go. Folks, you got a contribution button there. Help him out. Help Dave out. Dave, what part of the computer did they blow out of yours? A hard drive, too?
No, I had a video rendering overnight because it was going to take a while, and had the machine powered on. I said, let me go to sleep and it'll be ready in the morning. So when I got up in the morning, the machine was dead and it wasn't charging. $1,000 machine, let the smoke out.
Send him a contribution, folks. These two need their equipment back in business.
Boy, oh boy, I'm just sitting here lost. I everything I have is on my hard drive, and it completely last night locked up on me, just solidly locked up. I had to hard reboot it, and it just won't fire the hard drive. So I took the hard drive off today and tried to stick it in my box where it can read it outside the hard drive, and then it's got another slot where I can put another hard drive there, and it won't even read it in my external. So, I can't even mirror this.
I'm going to tell you, gentlemen, something I learned. Get yourself one of those little discs, you know, for $25 to $40 that hold one hell of a lot of gigabytes.
I do it
on an every other day basis. I back everything up on the hard drives intentionally.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Yeah. Well, that's what
they've taken me down so many times, I had to put it back up. I spent thousands of dollars one time rebuilding my site because of what they did to me in 2010. Thousands of hours. Over the next 6 months, putting everything back up.
I've been going through it myself, so I've been doing this stuff most of my life, but I'm just so blown away how they can just cram your hard drive locked. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, Stoney, I'll tell you something. They're after everybody. We talked about it a moment ago about the cyber terrorist attacks coming. Whitney Webb, no relationship. UnlimitedHangout.com, folks. That's what they're doing to everybody right now, the end of July into August. It's cyber pathing or something she called it. Okay? Is Israeli and the U.S. government shutting down the noisemakers. You two are noisemakers like me, and they're trying to do everything they can to harm us all, our equipment. Now, notice goes down. Hey, if you got a buck, I heard they're paying out stimulus checks again of $1,400. A couple people have received them. They've already received them direct from the IRS. I haven't got mine. If I did, I'd send both of you a contribution. And I will when I get it.
Look,
So my PayPal is paypal.me/stonystonenews. I just found it.
There you go. Stony Stone News. Go to PayPal, put you in Stony Stone News, and it would come up. PayPal.com. PayPal.com. Give out yours,
Dave. PayPal.me.
I know. But if they can go to the website and put your name up there, Stony Stone News, and it will pop up your email account. I mean, your PayPal account. Dave, give out yours.
Mine is paypal.me/net4truthusa. I'm not looking at you. I'm telling you, back during the time when I was a hacker, I was working for IBM at the time, and I was doing contract work for Firebird licensees, which was bought out by Activision. I had a collection of viruses that I could send to somebody in an email. And one of them was a self-extracting EXE file, and when you clicked on the link to open the email, it would extract onto your computer and install itself into the last two digits of your system clock. And what it would do is at a certain time of day that you set, it would bring up the DOS window. This is on Windows 3.1, Windows, what the hell is the name of that other one? Windows after 3.1.
Windows, MT,
Millennium
95,
Millennium, something. Anyway, it would open up a DOS window and self-type the command format C:\autotest. And that thing would format your hard drive. And if you stopped it, if you powered off and you said, oh shit, it's formatting my hard drive, and you try to stop it by rebooting the machine or turning it off, it would turn your hard drive into an electric rock.
The trap back doors and ends law. Ends law, INSLAW, Bill Hamilton, a friend of mine, Bill McCoy, the former Pentagon investigator, one of the greatest Iran-Contra investigators of all time. They killed him after Terry Reid and I were working with him involved in the Oklahoma City bombing, which we exposed. There's a book called The Oklahoma City Bombing, Power of Politics. My name's in it, Terry Reid's name's in it, and so is Bill McCoy. All he put in the front of the book on me was, thank you, Stu. I told him, don't put it in there, what I gave you. That book is very accurate. Very accurate. Here's the point.
Yeah, this
they've been targeting everybody for years and years and years and killing people.
Well, let me
the American people have to stand up like you're doing, Dave, Stoney, and me, in order to accomplish the mission, which is to clean this crap up. We all have to stand up now and start coming against them. Start recalling. Start talking about it. Start pushing it. Start pushing for them to be put in jail.
Go ahead, General.
Not for nothing, Stu. They're way beyond putting in jail. The only solution to this problem is you're not going to stop, other people from doing this type of stuff. People are asked the question, why do they do this stuff? Well, the answer is, evil doesn't need a reason. All it requires is an opportunity. And they do it just because they're evil people. There are some people in this world that were born without a soul. And that's what we're dealing with.
Let me say something, Dave. People that have all the money and everything they could ever want in the world, from stealing it from everybody in the world, doing corruption and crime, it's common sense. They do things because they get away with it. And they've gotten away with it so long that the American people, the people didn't stand up and say, wait a minute, all these new courts.
Everybody thought they had a government that was going to do it for them. When they controlled the government.
They got lazy. People just quit caring. And when it did, that put us in the situation where they have never been called out on their crap. And that's the reason they think. As long as nobody says anything.
There's two sets of books. One's for them and one's for us.
Well, the problem with our philosophy and our method of working is that we compromise a lot. We let them get away with little shit. And when you get the little hook in you, the little hook pulls in, and another bigger hook goes in, and then another bigger hook goes in. Pretty soon, you lost your country. We can't stand for any compromises at all. It's our way or the highway. We are the 95% majority of these in this country, and all these people walking around with diapers on their face and hair colored looking like a Swiffer duster, they need to either get on the board or pack their shit and get the fuck out of my country.
Good, Stoney. Stoney, did you want to say something?
I put my phone on mute because my girl walked in and had himself to eat. It's just been a nightmare for me. And it's been a nightmare for the people of our country because nobody ever stood up and said, wait a minute, we ain't going with that. That's how they pass these laws. Nobody steps up and says, wait a minute. That doesn't sound good. People quit caring. When they quit caring, they took over our country and did exactly what they wanted to do. My situation I'm in today, I've sat here for many, many years watching these people annihilate me and take my stuff from me, my own personal stuff out of my computer. When it became time for me to start bringing stuff back out and put it into my hard drive, that's what happened to my year-old hard drive. The whole thing got smacked because there's too much in it for them to take out, and it's easier for them to destroy it than it ever would be for them to handpick it like they have been.
At one time in 2010, I was running at a rate of 10 million listeners per month on my website. Prior to that, I was running at the rate of 1 million a month. I found out 200,000 of them were cyber attacks by the government, the Israeli Mossad, the crime syndicate, and all the other crap. Cyber attacks. I got logged 7 million felonies, 10 to 20 years for each felony. And I'm getting ready to file a lawsuit. I'm going to take everybody on. Now,
well, look, I had
10 million hits in 2010. 10 million hits in 2010, real quick. They blew up 6 computer screens in 6 weeks. $150 a pop on my laptop.
People think that that doesn't happen, though. They literally think that they ain't got the capability to destroy your system.
Because of a broken neck and back because the car crashes, I can't afford this extra stuff.
Right, and then let me tell you something, Stu. Just as people that don't believe that they can blow your screen up, There's a virus out there. I have a copy of it somewhere. I don't think it'll work anymore. But anyway, what it does is it changes the refresh rate on your screen.
Is that how they do it?
You try to set up your screen, it tells you the available refresh rates that the screen is capable of. This program bypasses that limitation on the software and bumps up your, say you have a 740 by 480, it'll bump it up to HD, and the screen will try to get there, but what'll happen is it'll put a load on the power supply in the system, and the screen will let the smoke out. And that is entirely possible. That's entirely possible. Just like, you know, they sending you to that ransomware, you open up the wrong email, and all of a sudden your system is locked, and then you got to pay some camel jockey over in Pakistan $250 to get your files back. If you don't think that happens, you better wake up, because one day it might happen to you.
Now, you're one of the people out here telling the truth. You push it. You've got a huge hit count like I do. Both of you do. And they're picking on you. They're screwing with you consistently. Now, I'm going to ask all my listeners and your listeners, folks, send these two gentlemen $500 some way. Send them $50 a piece. Get them back in business. I can use some contributions. I got to pay for my website. I'm behind on about $300. I could use that. I know you guys can use $500 a piece probably for computer systems right now when it's said and done.
I had my website, Net4Truth USA, and it was registered with GoDaddy since 2004. And just a year and a half ago, I called to renew it, and I'm looking at the hit count, because I hit counters. I was getting 140,000, 150,000 hits a week. And all of a sudden, it dropped down to next to nothing. I said, what the hell's the problem here? And they said, oh, Google delisted your website. So even if you typed it in, you wouldn't go there. It went to some porno page.
Hey, the only thing they have on Google on me is troll disinformation, FBI trolls. One of the first ones that pop up is Alex Jones' radio show. Another one pops up here. Another one pops up here. Another one pops up here. They're all troll disinformation sites trying to slander me. You go to Microsoft, I'm listed. Go to Bing, I'm listed. Go to Yahoo, it's a couple listings. But you can't believe the troll sites if you punch in my website in these search engines.
Right, and these trolls are on there too. Google's.
By the way, the trolls are getting sued very shortly. Along with all the shit, I'm going backwards because I decided I'm going to take action against your asses for what you've done, including my latest stalker that was up on my website and can prove my innocence doing nothing of where I was illegally arrested in Blue Springs, Missouri, on harassment and careless driving charges. I'll post that next 2 days, an affidavit, and you can listen to the police reports. They were stupid enough to give me the damn audio. Audio me. Audio alert. When you see those videos that have been up there for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, match them up to the audio and listen to what it says. It'll be in my affidavit, which is going to be filed in the U.S. federal court against them pretty shortly.
Yep, and I'm working on a federal district court criminal charge against the CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, and their tube. I don't want your freaking money. I want your ass hung.
That's what you want. I want these people put in jail. I do not want them. I'll take the money. I'm not going to refuse.
I'm
going to put them in jail for what they have done.
I want them hung. They're guilty of conspiracy to violate the constitutional rights of 320 million Americans. There's 320 million counts of conspiracy to violate the constitutional rights of every citizen in the United States under Title 18, Section 241 and 242, which carries the death penalty of short drop and a sudden stop. That's what I'm after.
Hey, I got a question for both of you. I'm just curious if either one of you guys know why everybody talking in Ohio. All the elites, the people that are anybody, we're talking NFL owners, Congress people, banking people, all of them are in Idaho right now. I hear this. Why are they all in Idaho for a big meeting?
I tell you, they're plotting. That's why they're plotting.
And why
how to get out of the hangman's noose. And if that fails, they're plotting on how to get the fuck out of this country before the people wake up and pick up their weapons and do what they were supposed to have done 6 years ago.
But wait. How many people knew that this happened? There's only a few select people that knows about this going on. If you're not part of the elite, you got to know somebody that is part of the elite to get that kind of information, period, in the story. Some little town in Idaho, every big person in the world is there for a meeting of how do we un-ask ourselves from this situation? What are they going to do? What are they planning next? What are they doing? Why are they having these meetings? Why is our hard drives taking a crap? Why is our computers just blowing up?
Because the actors right now.
Going on and nobody's covering it but me and Dave and you, Stu.
Okay, now listen, gentlemen. Recently, the trolls have come out of the woodwork on me, knowing they killed my father, knowing they got to me. I used to put this little asshole on named Tom Hennigan. He was a troll stooge. He became that because he wanted his $5 million CIA retirement. Met him around 2000 through a British intelligence officer. He was very, even old shots of Super Spook thought he was all right. He turned at the last minute. Because he's got to get his retirement in Leo Walter. They got the retirement.
What?
He was born in May. I was born in July 19th. When he turned 66 or 65, he went nuts. Trump. One year at 66, I can draw down $1 million of my $5 million retirement from the government. Like Strzok, McCabe, Comey.
Stu, hold on. $1 million
bucks a piece.
Wait a second. Who in the hell gets
$5 million
retirement plan?
These officials in the FBI, CIA agents, they get paid between the time they turn 65 until 5 years later, 70. They get to draw a $3 million or $5 million retirement. They get to take one third.
I'm not doubting that. That ain't the point that I'm making, though.
Good.
I don't doubt that. It ain't happening. What the hell does it take to get a $5 million retirement plan? What the hell? Look,
that's what the government gives them.
You're not
getting bullshit. They're going to give $2,200 to $2,400 a month. So scary. Now, here's a troll.
Not in my world.
Here's a troll. His name's Anon. You ever heard of Anon?
Yep, I know a lot of Anon,
really. Anon, about 4 or 5 years ago, Anon. Then he comes on a radio show after calling me up. Tell me he's a two-star general, which he was. Lawrence O'Brien. I want everybody to hear his team. And he turns up on a radio show talking this crap about Anon. Like, you know, the guy who was supposed to attack the Capitol, not Anon, but kill him.
Hold on, Stu.
What?
Hold on, give me a second. Lawrence?
Listen to the radio. Listen to this conversation, this Lawrence O'Brien. Listen to the conversation. I'm telling you about Hennigan. I ducked him because he was a liar. I want to play this. Hold on.
I've had him on the show 20 times. Dave's Matt Lawrence.
I think I made my point. He came out of the woodwork on me in the past week and a half, trying to get me to hook up with Tom Hennigan to do some disinformation.
First off, Stu, on a live stream like this, we need to be able to bounce back and forth, not just completely manhandle the whole thing. Listen, I've known this man for 5 years, Lawrence O'Brien. On that hard drive, I have Lawrence O'Brien interviews of him telling me some of the stupidest, craziest shit I ever heard in my life. And when I called him out on it after, a couple of years, all of a sudden, a few years, I'm like, none of this shit is any good. Lawrence O'Brien don't know what the hell he's talking about. He's not the man he says he is. And he disappeared, but he came back a week ago. I got his phone number right here in my phone.
He came back in the past 2 weeks on me. He left that message, I don't know, a few days ago, after he talked to me for 45 minutes. Oh, you should continue putting Tom Hennigan on. Tom Hennigan is a disinformation agent now for the CIA so he can get his rest of his $5 million retirement.
I met him in 18. His name is Lawrence O'Brien. Mm-hmm. He said he works for the White House. He's got clearances that are massive.
And he was a two-star general, and he's an assassin. He's an assassin for the government.
Yeah, I heard all that crap. So look, his area code is 863, right?
I think it is. I can look on my phone, but something like that. He's over in Ohio, but he's got a Florida number or something. He's in Ohio.
Yeah, but how would I know that? I don't know who the hell
you're talking about. Because the guy's called you. So tell us about the troll.
Blowing smoke up people's ass. Dude, and you know what? I can tell you a lot about this man because, look, I don't just meet somebody and go with it. I find out exactly who they are. Exactly who they are. That's the kind of person I am. I'm not just going to talk to somebody.
You got sources and so do I, my friend. I'm aware of that.
He's not who he says he is.
He's not who he says he is. He's a phony. But he came on some radio program saying he was Anon. Somebody called me. You got to listen to this interview. I dialed it up, and it was his voice. I said, I won't say the vulgarity I said at the time. This fucking cocksucker.
I know exactly who he is.
People like him. People like him. Going around trying to convince people like me and you, oh, this is true, like Tom Hennigan. I think you should put Tom Hennigan on. He tells so much truth. He's a lying piece of shit. If I saw Hennigan, I would have kept the insanity. I would hurt the fucker.
I hear you, bro. And I'm
going to... the past 3 years, he calls up Glenn Kennedy. Oh, Glenn, I can't get so stupid. You got to put me in the ear. You're being so stupid. They're blocking the call. So Glenn records it, puts it on YouTube. Hillary Clinton's in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The next day, she attended a funeral of a congressman in Washington, D.C.
Dave, do you remember O'Brien? Yeah, it was a long time. It was a couple of years ago.
Do you want me to read what he had to say, gentlemen?
No, I wouldn't waste my time on that, man. He's a fraud.
He was called Anon, and then they had QAnon, and QAnon was at the Capitol. Supposedly, he'd been arrested for breaking into the Capitol. Anon, QAnon. QAnon's a big Q. Anon's a big QAnon. Who do we have in here giving us disinformation besides Alex Jones and these other mainstream media?
Everybody is. They're out here. They don't have nothing to go on because it's radio silence right now. So people are taking what they think could be happening and feeding it to everybody in the country that will listen to it for views, likes, and subscribes. And revenue so they can build themselves up and push themselves through this. Multiple people have been doing it. I quit watching and paying attention to them. Very good people because they fell off into this bullshit narrative that they're trying to shove up everybody's ass. I'm telling you right now, there's no way this election, if it's fraud in one way, the whole thing is fraud. So for Trump to go back to the White House, military will have to step in and put him in there. He can't go in there without.
Yep, that's right. Now, I saw a World War II documentary last night,
that raised the hairs in the back of my head because
got
it was so close to what the fuck is going on today.
You got it. Yeah. Just watch some of the old documents. It makes sense. But Trump will not go back in the White House unless the military takes control of the fraud. Everybody's ass gets slammed, and the military puts him back into play. Because if fraud's on one side, the whole thing's fraud. One mistake, everything is fraud. Everything.
That's right. And if you watch, go on the History Channel and watch some documentaries about how Hitler came to power, about the brown shirts and the SS, and the rivalry between the SS and the AS or the brown shirts. And man, I tell you what, the AS and the SS are the same thing as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. The similarities are so striking that you'd have to be a fucking imbecile not to see it.
An idiot to not believe it and understand it. Look, any kind of researcher can do the research I just gave you. You can research what I'm saying in minutes. If you're such a good researcher, feed people the truth. Tell them, say, hey, look, if this election goes to hell in a handbag and Trump won it hands down, we're going to have to figure something out because they can't just hand it to him and pull Biden out. It just can't happen.
They stole the election right in front of the American people, and they told the American people. They stole the election from the American people, and they told the American people, fuck you, your vote doesn't count. Go ahead, back to your little fucking bureau you live in.
Hey, listen, people are playing off of it soon. They're coming up with their own narrative. They're giving you what they want you to hear for their own satisfaction and gain. But the point behind what I'm saying is, if it's fraud, it's fraud all the way. Not on Biden, not on Trump. It's fraud. So you can't just say, well, Biden lied, they cheated, blah, 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 here in Trump, here's the scene. Ain't going to work that way. The military has to step in, and the only people that can give the power back would be the military. So the military could pick, I don't know, example, General Michael Flynn put him in there as president over Trump. Right.
General Michael Flynn was a good friend of mine, super spook Aldous Johnson, and he worked for him. He told me, Stoke, you don't know really about Mueller. If he doesn't do his job, he'll face a prison cell within 2 months. Aldous was dead. General Flynn was canceled.
I'm talking about
arrested.
Right now.
We're
talking about what's going on in the world right now.
Right now, we're in the deepest shit. We as people, human beings in America, including all the Christian community, all the Christians out there. I believe in Christ and God. He knows me. I know him. I know the two of you know him, and he knows you. Now, a lot of people he doesn't know, he's turned their face against him. They say, oh, Jesus, I keep the bench warm for you at the church. I keep the bench warm. I know Jesus. You need to know Jesus. You need to know Jesus by the root. What they're facing is going to be so damaging in the next 3 years. If you don't have Christ, you're not getting off the planet and going to the new earth. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. This thing's getting ready to be a terrible. Ernest Johnson told me that Watson CERN stayed in the sea and said, a fucking planet 6 times the size of the earth is going to hit planet Earth between 2022 and 2025. And he says he was the emperor towards 2025. And he just
I'm not scared. Let's go.
And he said, there's two stars going to hit planet Earth that they saw in the CERN, the collider in Switzerland, CERN. In space-time, two stars are going to hit us. Guess what they're called? Wormwood and the Sister in Revelation. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Well, I just hope that, you know, I'm alive to see some of these people get what they deserve. because they've been doing this for a long, long time. And if you do the research, just check and see how many of the past presidents were members of Skull and Bones, and do a statistical analysis. Do a statistical analysis of how many people around the Clintons have died of mysterious causes. I did a video on it once, and I took 120 of the people around Clinton. I did a statistical analysis, and it was based on, one, you were not, the Clintons weren't involved, and zero, the Clintons, you know, were not involved.
It's so, called being arson, sorry.
1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, et cetera, et cetera. And by the time I got to number 60, my calculator went into scientific notation. So I had to go online and in the Play Store and find a calculator that wouldn't do that. And it came out to be hundreds of orders of magnitude more than all the atoms in the universe to one that the Clintons were not involved in all of these deaths that kind of sort of happened. Okay? And if you and I were involved in three people that we knew dying of mysterious causes, the FBI, the police would be on us like stink on shit. But she's got so many people dead around her that I don't know how the mainstream media ignores it. I don't know how the mainstream media ignores the fact that 800,000 children are missing in the United States every year. And one of the people who works for the company that puts out the Amber Alert was caught in Haiti trying to smuggle 32 children out of Haiti. Her name is Laura Silsby. And now she's under another name because she got married, working for Amber Alert. What a coinkydink, huh?
Hey, take the recent death of this president. Whichever president was. General, refresh my memory. There's a president of another country that's killed in the past couple of days. Which country was it? That's the country Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were smuggling children out of, which a CIA agent told me yesterday.
They just murdered the president. I was just watching.
They murdered him, and they got two Americans under arrest that were the killers that worked for the CIA and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They were involved in this president's murder, and it's all to do with child trafficking involving the beast and the blood. And
that's why people like me who uncovered this shit 20 fucking years ago and wrote a piece of software that's used by the FBI, the DEA, the Redstone Arsenal, the United States Post Office, it's called FIRST, for detecting this type of shit on the internet and on somebody's computer. And that's why they're after us, and they're accusing us of what they do. Because by accusing us, they take the light off of them.
That's what they do.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's exactly the way it is. Look, if somebody ate the last piece of cheese in the fridge and it's two kids there, the other one's going to blame the other one. So one don't get in trouble, but in retro, both of them are guilty because they probably split it. Right, yeah, that's what they do.
And the problem is not that they're doing it and not that they're getting away with it. The real problem is that the entire mainstream media has been in bed with them since at least before Kennedy. Because when Kennedy was shot and they found that bullet on the gurney, that magic bullet, that all inspector, God damn his soul.
I'll tell you about him. He was the cover-up meister for the Judicial Department, under Inspector the Jew. If you ever saw him, and believe me, I dealt with this part, and he sent a hate on me. If you ever saw him, if he went over and I saw him, I would have tip with insanity and kill his fucking ass.
Well, Well, my friend Art Burnclaw, who was a 13-year Marine sniper with 200 confirmed...
I was in the Marine Corps. Believe me, I can kill you with my fucking bare hands. Go ahead.
Art Burnclaw started Veterans for Constitutional Law, and he fought the VA for 30 years. He went to Washington, D.C. and spent 6 months investigating this Gulf War syndrome that people were coming home with, and found out and had forensic proof that it was radiation poisoning from the depleted uranium. And he had a hand cart, one of those, what do you call it, carts that you wheel furniture with, full of documents. And they killed him in a VA hospital.
If he had that before Senate, there may have been more to that. I've exposed that once before. It was made in Purdue, Colorado, by Bernie, the terrorist, Alcamara Journey, still alive, coffee merchant. Someone needs to assassinate the cocksucker. Okay? He made it in Boca Raton, Florida, which contaminated the East Coast, which went tight, and the river down there that runs up to Florida. They made it Boca Raton, Florida. My ex-father-in-law and Danny Bush shipped the biological chemical agents down there. Then they moved them. And Ted Gunnarsson, the FBI, moved them from over to Miami, Bristol's to Britain, then to Germany, then to Israel, and they shipped them in Mercedes trucks. Stealing Mercedes trucks. Those trucks were shipped to dealers in the United States. They made it. Jeb Bush, Danny Bush, Neil Bush, all of them were involved in it. And I'm going to bring somebody in who investigated this, who investigated the finders, the trafficking of the children by the CIA, Jim Rothstein, former New York cop, former CIA, now a mayor in Minnesota, St. Cloud. I'll put him on the air here soon, and we'll talk about this. Because he investigated, I'm known for years, Mafia, CIA, George Bush, Peter Bruton's book, and Margie Sloan. We all were working together back at that time, exposing it. When the FBI was hiding me.
My friend Art Burnclaw used to send all inspector. He had two German short-haired pointers that he used to walk in his backyard, and they shit in his backyard. And every time they shit in the backyard, he'd bring the pooper scooper up and scoop it up and put it in a box. And every Friday, he used to go to UPS and send all inspector a box of dog shit with his business card poked into it.
All inspector. That fucker, hey, he put the heat on me. Now listen, here's what I want. I want all the uranium stuff. I want your friend's stuff. Give me your stuff about uranium. It's another part of the possibility of the Gulf War syndrome.
Right, but he used to send all inspector a box of dog shit every week with his business card poked into it, hoping that they would arrest him and bring him to court so they can say, why did you, his lawyer would ask him, Mr. Burnclaw, why did you send all inspector a box of dog shit for over a year and a half? And he would answer, because of this, and bring out his big hand truck with boxes of documentation proving that the VA not only knew about it, the government not only knew about it, but they covered it up. They hired 800 lawyers to cover this shit up, that it was really radiation poisoning. You know, somebody comes back from Afghanistan, and he's got quote-unquote Gulf War syndrome, and now he's sick, and he goes to the doctor, and they tell him, it's all in your head, go see a psychiatrist. And, you know, the answer is, if it's all in my head, why is my wife and my kids getting this shit? Why are they glowing in the dark?
There's a doctor.
He had the proof.
That
slam dunk case.
Slammy.
And he went into the hospital for a damn hip surgery, and he died on the operating table.
Give me everything about the radiation side of things, because I've never heard about this side of it. I know about the biological that they sold. They shut up and they shot our troops with Scud missiles. One third of our troops came back. Dr. Nicholson, they came back and they had anthrax. They were dying of anthrax and other things. Okay, he cured them. You got $100,000 grant, give it. I got anthrax. I have five teeth that fell out within 2 months. Just fucking grab them and pull them out. On the right side of my jaw, right beside where I had anthrax. 28 whistleblowers were anthrax. 12 others led by the manager of anthrax. She was left by my informant. Go up to my website, Stu M, click on YouTube and listen to her interview. They murdered her like they did the others. I'm lucky to be alive. And the only reason I'm alive every night is because of Jesus Christ wants me to scream from the rooftop. And people like you, they wake up other people, especially the Christians, to start praying against the enemy. Anytime prophecy does not have to answer. Anytime prophecy, the destruction of the earth and the fireball, new heaven and new earth, does not have to happen. If enough Christians and enough believers and enough patriots stand up against them, it does not have to happen. It's been delayed. You're 2,000. You've been born within 7 years. What are the rock of doors? Rock charts. What are you going to send me an email? It's on my website. We as Americans have to stand up together. We have to do it together. We have to do it by the millions. Your voice counts.
Go ahead, gentlemen.
Well, the truth of the matter is, Stu, and if you look at it in retrospect, they started all these wars with Vietnam when McNamara got up there and admitted that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. And they're over in Afghanistan now for going on 20 years. Why are they over there? They're over there to support
the drugs.
To do what?
The drugs. They're bringing them back in drugs.
The drugs and not only the drugs.
And McCain. McCain's right. Senator McCain. Senator McCain's right. He's supplying the drugs. Not now. The chemicals. He was on the Armed Services Committee. I already did a story on my website, and he said, John McCain, more breaking news, Cynthia McCain, selling the drugs to a drug cleaning place. Hey, I'm going to explain. You clean your own laundry. You don't send it to the fucking drug cleaners in a war zone. That was the chemicals supply. He was on the Armed Services Committee, John McCain, the supply of the chemicals, the meltdown, the turning to peace, heroin, whatever it is, coming out of Afghanistan, burning of drones, the Missouri, the Whitman Air Force Base, now it's being blown by Hollywood Air Base, where Jeb Bush has a warehouse in controls. Still, Jeb Bush, still in action. Gentlemen, hang on. The deed on the warehouse down there, Hollywood Air Force, or not Air Force Base, but Hollywood Air Base, Hollywood, Florida. Down here, they bring that in. A spook told me he stopped $10 million. $20 million drops out, he opens up the door, had the key to the door, had to put his receipt in there, how much he collected. $20 million, sir. I thought they were gonna kill me. I put a trunk of my car, ran my car down. I called him up, told him I'll be in the room. I went in, they didn't kill me, because I gave them money. Here's the deal. That warehouse, the deed says, Mormon, my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Mormon, and M. Bush, Neil Bush, my ex In-law owns Silverado Savings, Neil Bush director, Iran Contra money launderer, and the FSNYC attorney for the government shut him down is Bill Black, my friend. As a University of Missouri, Kansas City professor of law, which were good friends, which I interviewed about a year ago, and put him up there, and he couldn't do anything after he shut down Silverado. They closed everybody down.
Well, listen, Stu.
Yes.
The whole thing is, they start these wars over in foreign countries for two very good reasons. Number one, well, actually three very good reasons. Number one, it makes a shit ton of money for the military to send bullets and bombs and all this shit over there so we can fight the war. But the most important reason, I think, is the drugs and the undocumented children. Because during the Vietnam War, they killed 3 million. 3 million South Vietnamese. And when you kill 3 million South Vietnamese adults, you have at least that many undocumented children that nobody knows exist. And if you have military transports, you can transport drugs and undocumented children on these military C-130s, which land over in Travis Air Force Base in California, and they're not subject to customs. I watched the fucking shit happen. I watched it happen. I wrote out about it in my book, Land of Childhood Spears. I watched the plane take off from the runway at Tansanut, and I was in the RATCON, Tracy looking at it fly through the sky, and when it went over Cambodia, it just disappeared off the radar. What happened? I found out later. They have portable runways, steel runways that are like 4x8 sheets of plywood, but they're not plywood. They're steel and they're corrugated and they got cutouts in them so they don't weigh so much. And you can assemble one of these runways using about 20 people in about a half an hour. And you put this runway down in the middle of the jungle and a C-130 lands on it. You load it up with drugs. You load it up with all these undocumented children and the plane takes off. And the people take the runway apart and use it as a sidewalk in their, you know, in their mud hut villages.
Now,
and
there is a general
in Vietnam for years. It's been going on in Afghanistan for 20 years.
I know. And Vietnam, there was a general that was tied to Danny Bush.
Product, oh my God!
I'm sorry.
Main product of Afghanistan was broccoli, we'd never be anywhere near that place. But the main export of Afghanistan is two things: drugs and undocumented children. You got that? That's a fact.
I believe you. And Vietnam, Harry Rupp was the one that sprayed the whole place with Agent Orange, a good friend of mine, CIA pilot, October Surprise. He was Adolf Hitler's pilot. He defected and went to the OSS after 6 months. He was a pilot since he was 9 years of age. He was a crew. He said, good. I want him on my part. He says he was so fucking evil, Stu. I believe he became a legal citizen 1 month after Kennedy was murdered in 1963 in December. I used to meet with him in his house at Aurora. He was Daddy Bush's pilot, private pilot when he was president. A bank scandal. They were laundering the money through there. My ex-father-in-law, Neil Bush, all the boys, drug money. Iran Contra. I got to know him through Super Spook Oldest Johnson, good buddy of his. He said, Stu, hey, it's the CIA, one of three people, money laundered. He would take gold in his backyard in Aurora, Colorado. He had 30, 40 people buying all the gold up around the country at pawn shops. You want to dump some of your gold today? You need some cash? We'll take it not that price. We'll take it to the current price. It melted down, and he put it into dust. with chemicals in his backyard in Aurora. He was blind on a 727 to Switzerland. As an agent for the United States government, they developed an agricultural Swiss U.S. agreement. We ship your soil over here, you use it, and we send it your soil over here.
Unreal.
He took the gold from that, go to the place he went to, they turn it into gold bars, and he'd park it. The 727 full of this dust, dirt, it turned into gold bars, park in the bank for him every week. Every week, Harry was my friend. He had Agent Orange from Spain, Agent Orange over Vietnam. You know what he said? One day, I always walk up to his door, about once a week, see, he'd bring me information. He hated the Bushes for what they did to him. 18 months in prison, shake my hand. He walked with a limp. I'd squeeze his hand. Oh, it hurt him. I'm sorry. It's Agent Orange, though. One day, I didn't see him for about 6 weeks. He got what was called the kombucha tea. The kombucha. Kombucha mushroom. Kombucha. K-U-B-U-C-H-A, I think it is. Mushroom. Cures people of Agent Orange. You mix it with vinegar. It's out there on the internet. And the mushroom creates another mushroom. And you regrow it into another gallon jar. And you put vinegar in it, etc. Whatever the ingredients is, it's after kombucha tea. And he started giving them out to all the beggars that had Agent Orange and were curing them. I walked to his door one time. Hey, I called. How are you doing, Stu? Shook his hand. He squeezes my hand. So tight. I looked at him like, what the fuck? I can't squeeze your hand that hard. You squeeze my hand, hurt me. He's walking. No limp. Walks through. Big house he had. 4,000 or 5,000 feet in a row. On 10, 20 acres. He walks to the utility room. He stops and he turns around before he gets to the kitchen. See these jars? I was just here with Agent Orange. I said, what? Kombucha tea, mushrooms, kombucha tea, Agent Orange. I spit it in Vietnam on everybody. I'm a promise, Stu. I'm giving it out to battles all across the nation, telling everybody I'm mailing a mushroom. Hidden them in a Ziploc bag. They would last about 4 or 5 days. Put it in your juice with your vinegar, and the mushroom grows. And it creates another mushroom. You take that mushroom and you create another set of teeth. He was cured of Agent Orange within 6 weeks of drinking kombucha tea, he called it. So many of Vietnam veterans, I'm just giving you this. Harry was a good friend of mine. He was Danny Bush's pilot, secret secret. When he was president of the United States, he put the Packers right at the bottom, the alien base. Stop! I put the jet on the side of the mountain, the Packers right at the bottom. They closed the mountain up, they got ventilation system. I shut the thing off, Daddy Bush gets whisked off, goes up, gets whisked off in the go kart. To go see the aliens, the fallen angel, and to deal with them. He said, I'm sitting there, here I am, the president's pilot on a U.S. Air Force jet, one of his assistant pilots is there with me, and I'm planning the secret. I got missiles, sidewinders, I got nukes, anything, blow anything out of the air. We got F-16s, F-14s, bombers. We got all the shit. in secret. The Baptists like the bishop. You know what's called groom rape. In the bishop, the Israelite base. He says, he goes off the plane after he whisked up. He's whisked off in the little go-kart. The guards are saying, sir, don't leave the marking. See the perimeter? You got a bathroom. You got a place to get something to eat. You walk outside the perimeter of the line, you'll be lasered to death. He salutes him. Okay. So he walks off to take a piss. He says, oh, God, I'm going to the trophy player is looking at me. What do you mean? I said, what did you say? He said, I look. There were little green men, about 24, two dozen sitting up. And I said, oh my God. And they were moving. He said, I walked over. They were suits that the demons put on. They look like the little green men. Like Roswell, Blair Soft, Blind Saucer, Invisible Gray Man, a demon, an angel, whatever it is. They put the suit on and they look and you touch it. He said, I had something touching his face. He said, they were collapsing. Nothing in it. The skin, it felt like skin. But they were gray. That was Roswell. That landed the first time for the contact with the human race. And Adolf Hitler played off of it. They used Adolf Hitler and the technology. This was Adolf Hitler's pilot. I already mentioned his name. Gentlemen, you still there?
I'm still here. Tony,
is still there? Is Tony still there?
I guess so. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see if I got him on the phone. No. He dropped out.
They cut him off or he dropped out. Hey, you close the show. I told you the story.
Ahead, friends. Go ahead. I think we covered a lot of territory. We went off on a tangent here, but that's all right. Man. That has to happen because there's so many things that are intertwined together that are seemingly unrelated, but they are related. The problem is that we have to take control back from the people who have snatched the government out of our hands back in November of 1963, when they shot Kennedy. So, with that, I want to pray for all the patriots out there who are doing the Lord's work, fighting the good fight, and never giving up. I will never give up. I am here to stay. Until they kill me or I drop dead, I will be here. And I hope I live to see the day when a lot of these people take a short drop and a sudden stop for the crimes that they've committed, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and things that you can't even describe adequately so that people will believe it. But people will believe it when it comes out, when the mainstream media is forced to cover it, it'll come out.
And the only way they're going to be forced to cover it is guys like you and me and listeners of RS that push it. Go ahead.
Well, we won't have to push it for very long because I got a feeling that people in this country are fed up with that bullshit. They're fed up with being lied to. They're fed up with their money being stolen and their productivity being stolen. And they're fed up with people in the government that they supposedly elected, not being elected, but being elected by fraud, by computer tampering and cyber attacks from countries that want to take over this country, China in particular. China had declared war on this country a number of times. The first time was with the fentanyl that they sent, that 25 tons of fentanyl that was intercepted by the Mexican Navy a few years ago. And now recently with the cyber attack on the 2020 election. And we know that they were involved because Mike Lindell and his people have it in real time. They have it recorded. They watched it happen. This is not bullshit. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is empirical scientific fact with proof beyond any doubt. Not beyond a reasonable doubt, but beyond any doubt whatsoever.
MikeLindell.com. MikeLindell.com. Correct?
Yeah. It's FrankSpeech.com.
FrankSpeech.com. He's got the stuff up there for Trump and others. Go ahead.
Just watch his videos. All his videos are on that FrankSpeech.com. The one that you want to watch is the Beyond Proof Doubt. I mean, it's unbelievable. They watched it happen. They have maps. They can tell you where the cyber hacks came from. They can tell you the buildings. They have GPS coordinates. They have a forensic log of every time they tapped into our system. They have it all. And if the military doesn't put our duly elected president back in office very soon, I'm afraid that the people in this country that have woken up, and there's a lot more of us than you might think. There is a lot. Don't let them blow smoke up your ass and tell you that we're the minority. No, we are the majority. And if they're scared shitless that some bullshit was going to happen, some little incident is going to happen that's going to set it off, and it's going to be lights out for these motherfuckers for real.
Have you noticed the media lately? These patriots, these militia groups, these different ones, they're cherished against America. That's the lies they're pushing since Mike Wallace. Little fucking stooge every morning on Sunday morning. He's the stooge you should listen to, folks. All this Johnson doing. The CB30 man will listen to this prick every morning. Sunday morning, his father was Mike Wallace, now it's Chris Wallace. The stooge for him is really Mossad that puts out the disinformation that you're supposed to believe. This prick, this Chris Wallace, that by showing in person, I would have temporary insanity. It would be very serious. He wouldn't be brilliant. With that said, his information this week was Russia, China, other things. They're trying to start a war with Russia and China against the United States and kill about a third of the American people and a third of the people on the planet. They're getting ready to do a nuclear warhead war. They're showing the Antichrist. In my opinion, what's for two things? One, we got the two witnesses coming up, and we got the Antichrist going in the temple in Jerusalem and saying, I'm done.
I hear you.
Hear me?
All right, Stu.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for hosting the program tonight.
Dave Trump. While we're here, I've been on as well. But Dave, give out your website again.
All right. My social media site is bitshoot.com/net4TruthUSA.
Hey, my friend.
Yeah. Out of 21,000 subscribers, I want to thank all the people who have contributed to my efforts here. We haven't got paid by the media platform since 2016.
Look, I'm asking all my listeners to send him a contribution. I need one right now. I'm in desperate straits. He is, and so is Stony Stone that was on there. You have his information. Send us all a contribution, $20 a piece. It will help.
$20 is nothing, but if 100 people did it.
When you guys can get us money and food money, it helps. And when they have computer problems like they've had, my computers aren't quite knocked down. But I have a server I owe a couple grand to. I need paying.
Well,
he says, I need $100 a month.
To put in a show like this because over the years, I've spent at least $15,000 on equipment just to keep on the air. I burnt out three phones. And $1,000 computer just let the smoke out. So, you know,
people don't understand this.
Sending money, I really appreciate it. I don't give out the names because it steals their blessing. I don't want to. You know, a lot of people say, "Well, thank you, Joe Schmo, this and that and the other thing."
I don't regret anybody that contributes to me. Okay?
No, I don't put anybody out there because first of all, it steals their blessing. And second of all,
give out your mail address. Give out your mail address besides your PayPal address. Give out both of them.
If you want to send him
$50 in cash, wrap in aluminum and send it to him. And initial, where you take the back of the envelope, so if it's ripped open, you know, he will know it was ripped open. Give out your address, post office box, and email.
I have a PayPal, whatever.
Give it out, Dave.
It's paypal.me/net4truthusa.
I wish. Dave Trent.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you, man.
Thank you. And I thank Stoney that got cut off.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens to us a lot. When we talk together, they always cut us off. There's nothing new.
It's 1 hour and 41 minutes, and I will have it up tomorrow morning, sir.
All right, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Good night.
God bless you, man.
Good night. You too.